Legalized recreational marijuana creates a new and potentially huge market in California. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton speaks with the San Francisco Chronicle's cannabis editor about what buyers and sellers can expect this year when it comes to Kush. And that chat starts now.
Hello and welcome back for our four-part discussion this week around recreational marijuana in California. We have David Downs with us. He's the cannabis editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. David and I recorded our chat before some rather large news dropped out of Washington. The Trump administration plans to rescind an Obama-era policy that tolerated states who wanted to legalize marijuana. Now, that will no longer be the position of the federal government. And marijuana remains illegal at the federal level as a Schedule I. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has long hated the idea of marijuana and has likened it to heroin. And if anyone did not see this legal assault on the marijuana industry coming, well, you missed what Sessions was putting down to Congress last year.
It gives people a way to relieve pain without using opioids, which inevitably leads to death and crime. And so I would hope you take a look at that.
We will take a look at it. We'll be looking at some rigorous analysis of the marijuana usage and how it plays out. I'm not as optimistic as you.
Congressman Steve Cohen of Tennessee was speaking at the beginning of that clip. You know, Tennessee, that bastion of liberal drug policies and enforcement attitudes. Here's part two of my chat with David Downs as we examine just how prepared California's state government is for the implementation of Prop 64. Cash on hand. You touched on something. When I living in L.A. and I was running a website called L.A.com at the time, and we did a lot of coverage of this, mostly in the Valley, where the security systems for marijuana dispensaries was basically a guy at the front door with an Uzi.
Yeah,
that was it. Now we have legalization coming January 1st. But it doesn't really sound like we're really legal. When is it going to be legit? I mean, sure, it's legal. But what you just said there was they have cash on hand because they can't take it to a bank. They can't deposit it. They can't borrow against it. So it's just cash doing nothing. It may as well be inside of a mattress. It doesn't sound very legit to me.
The state is going to roll out a number of stopgaps for the foreseeable future to try to make this work until bigger changes can happen at the federal level that can normalize this trade. And it goes up all the way up to the United States Department of Treasury, which was the first agency into the drug war in the 30s. Mm-hmm. They're arguably going to be the last agency out with them. You know, with the Marijuana Tax Act in 37, mm-hmm. enforcement for cannabis fell under the Department of Treasury. And the Department of Treasury is the ones that maintains those tough banking rules. And they also have heavy influence over the Internal Revenue Service, which has really, really insane tax rules for cannabis businesses such that they can't deduct any cost of goods sold. Effectively, your tax rate as a cannabis business is something like 75%. Those two things, the banking block and the taxation, are not going away anytime soon. Congress isn't going anywhere. So here on the West Coast, it's going to be all about stopgap solutions, things like armored trucks to take your taxes from the farm to the state building where they're collecting the taxes, and intense security around the farm as well as the retailers, 24-hour surveillance, guards, background checks and fingerprints for everyone that works there, the whole nine yards. It's just going to be a turbulent period while we try to move forward as a state with a lot of these federal rules that aren't going anywhere.
This is an incredible story.
Story of a lifetime.
It really is, and you're right at the head of it.
Senator Mike McGuire called it, "We are trying to legitimize and normalize the largest industry in the history of modern California." Something, again, you know, people talk about 7 billion retail legal sales, 10 billion retail legal sales. If we just say 10 billion a year, that's bigger than wine. That's bigger than any other agricultural product in the state. And it's a industry that doesn't have banking right now.
Oh, this is insane. This is just insane.
You know, it's this kind of half steps and pushing forward despite a friction that has been part of cannabis law reform since the beginning. You look back at Prop 215 in 1996, that was 21 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, and they were just saying, let doctors talk to their patients about it and get them a recommendation. And then they tacked on collectives so collective groups of people can sell it. But now they're selling it to people, but they're not selling it. They're just doing donations. It's always been these series of like fumbled, you know, half steps that have got us this far.
And we're missing out on a revenue stream that is just enormous by not doing this correctly.
About $1 billion a year to the state government, assuming a fully legal operational regime. So, yeah.
Keep in mind, too, that California as a standalone economy is the sixth biggest in the world, just jumped ahead of Brazil. So this is a big leg on a big stool, economically speaking.
And the world is watching us. The world's seeing what California does about this. It's going to influence legalization campaigns across across America and indeed through the rest of the world.
Let's talk brick and mortar.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about the shops that you mentioned at the top of the regulatory answer to the question that I gave you. What about businesses that are adjacent to those dispensaries? So is there any kind of economic impact for having a dispensary in the middle of a block next to the subway, next to an office building, or next to, I don't think you could be near a daycare, can you?
No, there's a lot of rules around sensitive uses and keeping cannabis licensees away from sensitive uses. One big thing that I think readers, you know, would be good to know is that the modern regulatory state, the thicket of regulations that apply to any business in California, mm-hmm. is now dropping onto cannabis businesses like a ton of bricks.
Okay.
And that's everything from OSHA to clean air to a HVAC system to ADA. You name it. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in compliance tweaks that they've never had to deal with, like every other business has had to deal with in California for the last 40 years. It's hitting them overnight, and they're just going white, and they're going, we don't know what we're going to do.
I know, and they're all reading your stuff, trying to figure it out as you go, too. You know, we talked about Alex at the top, too. Alex sounded like he had his shit together before he went out on his tour. It sounds like he's also Sisyphean when it comes to the effort that they're trying to put forward, too. Are you thinking that they're ready for this?
The Bureau of Cannabis Control is doing the best they can on the timeline they can with the resources they can. The timeline sucks, obviously. Senator Mike McGuire called it impossible. And what they're going to be doing is a series of stopgap measures, emergency rules to help kick the can down the road while they keep building up what they got going. But they do have $100 million in state funds to staff up and promulgate these regulations and enforce them. And from everything I've seen coming out of the regulations, they're not coming out of Mars. They're not coming out of left field. They're in the ballpark in terms of normal regs. I've been reading regs for 10 years, starting with Colorado,
right.
And they look like they can work for this state. What I'm seeing is the modern California technocracy be applied to the cannabis trade for the first time. And it's kind of a marvel to behold, everything from track and trace systems with RFID tags on plants to the background checks that are done electronically. We're bringing the full force of the regulation state of 2017 to bear on cannabis. And for the most part, the consumers will benefit from this in the medium, short, and long term.
We're speaking with David Downs of the San Francisco Chronicle. He's helping us understand this coming multi-billion dollar industry that doesn't seem to be ready to stood up. Sorry, it just doesn't. And I'm worried. I got to say, are you wobbly? Are you worried?
California's had a functioning cannabis trade since the 60s, and availability has been very high. The consumer impact has been relatively low. You know, we've had 21 years of medical where the sort of thing people have said is, well, anybody can get a medical card if you want it. You know, we are already 60, 70% of the way there to this trade.
Okay.
We have a pathway we're following. Well, the challenge is to apply the rules we have now to what we have in the state and align and merge those two things. And there's a certain amount of inertia to the cannabis commerce in California that's just going to continue. I see patients still being able to maintain access.
Mm-hmm.
I see adult use users being able to get access for the first time. I see cities blazing the trail and showing other cities the way to do it and sharing their learnings. I see it coming together. It's just not going to be coming together like an Apple iPhone and it just right. sort of comes out of the factory at the end, shiny and brand new.
Right.
We will be building this airplane as we fly. There will be a lot of turbulence. Hold on to your medical card and buckle up because it's going to be 6 to 18 months of bumps.
Wow. California does innovate. We always try. I mean, go back to reusable grocery bags. Now the rest of the country does. Go back to recycling. Use your recycling bin, you know. So I think that we'll be fine. I agree. I'm not trying to sound like a Chicken Little. It just sounds like there are so many moving parts to such a huge industry. That was David Downs. David is the Green State / Cannabis Editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. 14 months ago, Californians voted to make recreational marijuana legal. And on January the 4th of 2018, 4 days into that legalized marketplace, the U.S. federal government made known it's not cool with legal pot of any kind. Coming up is part 3 of my chat with the SF Chronicle's cannabis editor, David Downs. Please stick around for that one. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.